Wisconsin app and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. With Kyle Wallace, here's Ben Brust.
Kyle and Bruss here on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Kyle Wallace. Ben Brust is hiding somewhere around this office here at the 3rd Street Market Hall. C-Cat holding it down behind the board. And it is time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? And today we have Bill in New Berlin joining us for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? What's happening, Bill?
How's it going, man?
It's going well. It's going well. How you feeling about today going against Ben Brust for Are You Smarter Than?
Oh, man, I don't know. I've tried to get through a couple times. I usually just do okay if I play along, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So what are your credentials? Well, what are you an educator, teacher? What are you smart at, good at?
Man, I'm good at sports all around. Used to kind of do sports in my previous career a little bit, so that's pretty much it. But I like to spit some random knowledge at people once in a while.
Absolutely. So. Cool. All right. Well, here we go. Let's see how you do. I have confidence in you, and I think that random knowledge hopefully works today. As an open plays, get mentally ready as we have time. Right, it is time now for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Are you smarter than Ben Brust? Because it's going to be a
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that fits your needs at lakeland.edu. Also sponsored by Geist Garage Doors, your local trusted garage door company for over 70 years. Don't think twice. Call Geist.
And like we said before, we got Bill from New Berlin here to try to beat Ben Brust. And Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Bill, here is how it works. You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You can say skip or pass, and we will come back to that question if we have time at the end. Bill, you ready to rock and roll, man?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Finish the brand slogan, Maybe She's Born With.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
What is the largest organ in the human body?
Skin.
Which company's mascot is the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Pillsbury.
What is the boiling point of water in Celsius?
100.
Which U.S. president was assassinated in 1865?
Abe Lincoln.
Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and who were the three original American Idol judges?
Randy Jackson.
What animal is known as a ship of the desert?
Hippo.
Who wrote The Shining?
Repeat the question.
Who wrote The Shining?
Stephen King.
What animal is a baby deer called?
A fawn.
How many atoms of hydrogen are combined with one atom of oxygen to make water?
Two.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer and co-founder of this English rock band.
Rolling Stones.
Who wrote Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
What animal is a baby kangaroo called?
Pass.
What country is home to the Taj Mahal?
Pass.
All right. I mean, okay, so you got time to answer it, but you said pass, and we're going to play by the rules here, and we'll just pass on that one. But what was that, a 10 spot, 11 spot?
I'm seeing 11.
11. All right. I mean, hey, Bill, for you saying that, you know, all right, yeah, Ben Brust is here. Hey, Ben.
I'm so angry.
Because Ben's been caught cheating before, so now he acts like he's...
What do you have the game?
Allegedly.
No, he's cheated before.
Allegedly.
No, it wasn't allegedly.
Allegedly.
You cheated.
Allegedly.
There is no alleged. You cheated.
Allegedly.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, you're playing against Bill in New Berlin, Ben Brust, Bill in New Berlin. His credentials are he plays along with you, and this is his first time calling in, having a chance to play against you. I think he put up a pretty valiant effort, and we'll see how you do. How you feeling, Ben?
Always good, even if it's bad.
Do you think you're going to win today?
I I don't know. One of our interns made it seem like it was really hard.
Oh, what number do you think you got to get to win? What's your goal?
Just let me play the damn game.
I'm trying to figure out what you.
I'm going to give my best and let the results.
I like to know a number of what he wants to aim for.
15. I aim for 15 out of 15 every time.
Oh, you are. You're not a loser in life.
So you're
this
over,
game.
Right? You've never gone.
No, there's only been one perfect score in the history of Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruce? Not for me.
It was when you were cheating?
No, it was not for me. Not, actually, there's been a couple. When Mark Tauscher had his kids with the questions and answers in front of them while they played me, which was wrong. But there was a perfect score by a fan and caller.
Well, not you then, won't be you today. All right, you already know what it is. Are you smarter?
You don't know that. I'm striving for 15.
Not going to get 15. 15 questions, 90 seconds. You can say skip or pass, and we'll come to that question if we have time in the end. Ben Bruss, are you ready to play? Are you smarter than Ben Bruss? Or I should say everybody's smarter than Ben Bruss.
Ooh, nailed it. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Start the clock in 3. The spit went down the wrong throat there. That was, I don't have any water.
Pipe.
I don't have any water, so this might be a struggle. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Finish the brand slogan, maybe she's born with it.
Maybe she's born with it?
Yes.
Sass.
What is the largest organ in the human body?
Skin.
Which company's mascot is the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Pillsbury.
What is the boiling point of water in Celsius?
100 degrees.
Which U.S. president was assassinated in 1865?
Lincoln.
Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and who were the three original American Idol judges?
That's my dog. Pass.
What animal is known as the ship of the desert?
The ship?
Yes.
Lizards.
Who wrote The Shining?
George Orwell.
What animal is a baby deer called?
A joey.
How many atoms?
No. There's a buck and a Bambi. Pass.
Bambi. How many atoms of hydrogen are combined with one atom of oxygen to make water?
2.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer and co-founder of the English rock band?
Beatles.
Who wrote Harry Potter?
Oh, man. What's her name? What's her name? J.K. Rowling.
What animal is a baby kangaroo called?
Joey.
What country is home to the Taj Mahal?
India.
I mean, nice. Nice, Ben. Nice.
We went to the review table.
Review table.
The ball was off the fingers on that last one.
Well,
it counts.
When the last one, as long as the question's read before the buzzer.
Yeah. And plus, it didn't matter.
Still counts. Just wanted it.
Yeah, it didn't
What'd
matter.
What'd
he get? Good job, Ben.
You got a valiant score of 8. Congratulations,
that's
Ben.
That's good.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Yeah, you're not good enough.
It's over halfway to your goal.
I like the summertime. Folks are free during the summer, and
their
cooking.
Minds are good.
They're cooking.
Less stressed.
He, the guy who you lost, Bill in New Berlin. Shout out to Bill in New Berlin. Bill got the first 6 questions right, and then he proceeded. The next one he missed was number 13. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy. All right, well.
Get through them.
All right, here we go. So find the finish the brand slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Huh?
Maybe it's Maybelline. You never heard of Maybelline before? Like shampoo and all that for women? Yeah, well, he got it right. What is the largest organ in the human body? Skin. Good job, Ben. Which company's mascot is the Pillsbury Doughboy? Pillsbury in the answer there. What is the boiling point of water in Celsius? Good job, 100 degrees. Which U.S. president was assassinated? Do you know any other president assassinated other than Lincoln?
Kennedy.
Okay, so you know 2. He's just got the year right. That's good.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and
Randy Jackson.
Did you even get this one? You passed.
Well, I thought I usually get
through. You said, that's my dog.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to it, and I figured it'd come to me.
It didn't have time to. What animal is known as the ship of the desert? These were both bad answers by both of you. The lizard. Ship of the desert. Lizard.
Huh? Ship.
Are lizards in the desert?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's a camel.
In the movie Holes, they are.
Okay. It's a camel. Ship of the desert, because people ride them. Yep. They say their humps are filled with water, so they claim. I don't know. Who wrote The Shining? Who did he say?
George Orwell.
Yeah, you just, okay. You don't say George Orwell when it matters. Stephen King.
I love Stevie's books.
What? Obviously not enough to know exactly the title of them. What animal is a baby deer called? A fawn. a fawn. How many atoms of hydrogen are combined with one atom of oxygen to make water? Two. Very good,
H2O.
Ben. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mick Jagger is the lead singer and co-founder of this English rock band. The Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger. I didn't say AC/DC this time.
But Mick Jagger was never part of the Beatles. That's actually very disappointing. Who wrote Harry Potter? J.K. Rowling. You got that right. What animal is a baby kangaroo called? You knew it was a Joey. What country is the home of the Taj Mahal? This is one that you got right that he did not. India. Very good. And the last question, we won't get to it because it doesn't matter. We can save it for next week.
What did he get?
He got an 11.
And he only answered 13 questions. Or no, 14. He got 11 out of 14. And he didn't get the last two right.
He passed on a couple. So yeah. I'm assuming it was wrong if he revisited.
Yeah. I mean,
man, I'm
effort.
Doing well.
Not
relatively.
Good. Yeah, you're not doing well enough. You only need two more to get to the over-under for the year.
Great seeing crazy. Lakeland University at the ESPN Milwaukee Open. Because Are You Smarter Than Brust is brought to you by Lakeland University, Wisconsin's leader in flexible, personalized education. Whether you're starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way. And, of course, by Geist Garage Doors. For over 70 years, Geist Garage Doors have been the local trusted name for garage door sales, service, and repair. Visit GeistDoors.com and don't think twice. Call Geist.
I'm happy you got the Pillsbury answer correct. You took a little bit long.
I almost overthought it. Almost overthought it.
Didn't have enough time because you overthought it.
Colston Loveland can't keep the Packers' name out of his mouth.
Or his mind.
Or his mind. Even better, Kyle. What'd he say? We'll share and tell you next.
Upgrade your sleep and save on a beauty rest mattress at Steinhoffels. Listen, if you want to have a better night's sleep and you've been thinking about getting a brand new mattress, you already know where you need to go. You should go to Steinhoffels. And right now, listen, when you go to Steinhoffels, you can get a free foundation with your beauty rest mattress purchase. Yes, a free foundation with your beauty rest mattress purchase. And queens only start at $14.99, or you can step it up to luxury of a Beautyrest Black King adjustable base set and get $500 in instant savings. Plus, when you work with Steinhoffels, you can get 60 months financing. Yes, better sleep has never been more affordable. Don't overpay for a great night of sleep. Shop in store online at Steinhoffels.com. Listen, y'all, relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. We've been talking about how there is no real big events tonight in the sporting world. So that being said, wanted to know if you could rewatch only one game for the rest of your life. What would you choose? A lot of answers came in. Nothing that was overwhelming in terms of the majority other than game six of the Milwaukee Bucks championship game. And there was a lot of Packers memories. A lot of Packers memories. Maybe when Packers started to own the Bears. That came up a lot. 2010 NFC Championship game played in 11 against the Bears when Jay Cutler did his little MCL thing and Packers go on to win the Super Bowl.
He was riding a bicycle. Bicycle Cutler.
Now, since the two comeback victories that the Bears had against the Packers, a lot of conversation back and forth, but mostly from the Bears side, I'd say. I mean, it's not good when your season ends 21-3 at halftime, 21-6 in the fourth quarter.
Nope.
Colston Loveland was on Bussin' with the Boys. He's their young tight end who spoke about how much he's thinking about the Green Bay Packers.
It's like in the building, what are you doing to beat Ohio State every day? That was where it was in Michigan, every TV, everything. That's how it is. And at the Bears, it's everyone's only talking about the Packers. Owners, hey, like, you know, it's just you can't go a day without talking about them, talk about beating them, talk about the bad things. So it's very comparable.
Kyle, this is right up your alley. You say the goal is to win a Super Bowl and beating the Bears a second.
It's so embarrassing. I mean, that's absolutely embarrassing. What's so funny is that Bears fans swear up and down, oh my gosh, we're always in your mind. That's all Packers fans think about. And I done told y'all for years that the Chicago Bears winning a Super Bowl is something, of course, they would love to do, but they understand how bad they have been for so long. Winning a Super Bowl was out of the realm of possibility. So what they did was they lowered their bar to their Super Bowl came every year where they had two shots shots at it by simply beating the Green Bay Packers and Colston Loveland, who is just a rookie. He's only been with the team for a year, and he lets everybody know that the Green Bay Packers are the Northern Star for the Chicago Bears. That's what they aspire to be. That's what they aspire to judge their success of the season off. Not just winning in the playoffs, but no, beating the Green Bay Packers is not only on the players' minds, it's on the coaches' minds, it's on the fans' minds, and it's on the owners' minds. And I know for a fact that Chicago Bears as an organization will have a losing season, but will brag about the fact that they beat the Green Bay Packers. That is absolutely embarrassing. While Packers fans and Green Bay Packers as an organization are focused on being a championship organization, Chicago Bears fans and their owners are focused on beating the Green Bay Packers. That is so embarrassing, and he said it out loud. That's what their tight end said out loud.
It felt like this was something that we all kind of felt, right? And even with the interactions in the season between Ben Johnson, Matt LaFleur, going back to before the season, the Bears did win when Christian Watson tore his ACL and Love got a little stinger. The narrative was, oh, we're 1-0 against the Packers in 2026. You know, like, that's to me when it started. And then obviously when you have it go down the way it did last year, you're like, all right, like, and then there was the cheese graters and all, like, it just kept going and going and going. And you start thinking this narrative in your head is like, all right, it's all about the Packers. Then it's just from Bears fans, no, it's not about the Packers. But then how am I supposed to take any Bear fan talking about, no, it's not about the Packers seriously, when you hear from Colston Loveland?
That's y'all guy. Like, that's the dude that y'all fighting tooth and nail for, claiming he's going to be the best tight end in football, saying he's, you know, he was the best rookie tight end last year. That's y'all dude. That's y'all your number one pass catcher going into next season, and he's letting everybody know that it's about the Packers. That's just so embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing that you're so focused on beating the Packers that it means everything. And to know that this organization, this franchise, has put so much energy and effort into beating the Packers, and they went on a 12-game losing streak,
and by the way, we can go back even further, Kyle. Every single coach that has been introduced in the press conference, what is the number one theme?
And what we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to beat the Green Bay Packers. We're going to beat the Packers. Every coach talks about beating the Packers in their introduction
press
conference.
They did do that last year.
Yeah.
They did.
I mean,
in heartbreaking fashion twice.
They absolutely did.
Backbreaking, heartbreaking, however you want to put it.
But again, obviously the franchise overall, their biggest issue is that from ownership, the ownership obviously makes it a priority that we want to make sure we beat those Packers. I'm sure when they hired Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, they didn't say, Matt, hey, and another thing, we got to keep beating those Chicago Bears. They didn't say that. They said, Matt, hey, we want to build a championship organization, and you got a coach that we believe that can take us there. Meanwhile, the Bears are saying, oh, well, we want to try to win, but boy, you know, Ben Johnson, if you beat those Packers, that'd be great. I'm telling you, it makes their season by simply beating the Packers, and that's so embarrassing because the NFL isn't about just beating one team. The NFL is about trying to win a title. And knowing that in Chicago, it literally means everything to them to beat the Green Bay Packers is hilarious. The cheese grater is so embarrassing because I don't know for a fact, but let's be honest.
Well, I mean, you don't know for a fact, but the fact that they were ready to go after they won in the regular season game.
Yeah, they had the cheese graters ready in Green Bay, and then they couldn't take them out, so they probably had to pack them away. And
we don't know that.
Well, I'm just saying, we don't know, but they were an onside kick away from losing in the
and not even having that.
So just understand, if they had them ready in Chicago when we played the Bears, they probably had them in Green Bay. It's just embarrassing. It's weird. But again, kudos to them. They went 2-1 against the Packers. They won when it mattered against the Packers in the playoffs. So they get that. But they got to start shifting their focus and beating the Packers. Because if you're only worried about beating the Packers, you're gonna blow all of it too early.
But I want to know, there's levels to this, especially with you, Kyle. Your number one goal as a Green Bay Packer fan, is you want to see another Super Bowl.
Want to win a Super Bowl. That's the only thing
And then I saw number two is to beat the Chicago Bears.
Hell no.
That was on social media yesterday.
No, that was...
CCAT, what did it say?
It was misleading.
If you were to rank in terms of priority, beating the Bears and winning a Super Bowl, which one would be one and which one would be two?
Yeah, you only gave me two options.
Okay, then that's very misleading.
It is misleading.
They put them in a box.
They try to put me in a box to try to get them Chicago Bears fans mad at me because Chicago Bears fans are so dang, sensitive, and they are easy to be triggered. But no, the bear beating
some
the bear,
would say you're sensitive and easily triggered as well.
Depending on what it is. What you mean?
The word travels.
I ain't worried about it. But here's the thing. I don't care about beating the bears. Like, I want to beat
the
bears.
But my question was going to be then, like, if there's hypotheticals here, because you were in a box earlier in two hypotheticals.
Yeah, they put me in a box.
Maybe I'll put you in a box here.
All right, let me just go ahead, climb inside of this box.
Packers have the exact same season they did, but only play the Bears twice, beat the Bears twice, lose in the wild card round. Mm-hmm. Packers win a playoff game, lose in the divisional round, but lose to the Bears twice.
Ugh. I hate both scenarios.
But, like, they're realistic scenarios.
What do you mean they're realistic scenarios?
They haven't been to an NFC Championship game since Love LaFleur, and, like, just to, like, say it's not realistic is unfair to the projections of where they are in a win-loss total and to make the playoffs to win the Super Bowl.
I hate getting blown out in a playoff. I'd much rather win a playoff game than sweep the Bears. I've been there, done that. We beat them, 11, 12 times in a row?
That would be 1-4 in your last five against the Bears.
Cool, but we progressed in the playoffs, not to a place that I would want us to go. But no, I want to win the playoffs. That's the biggest thing for me. I want us to win the Super Bowl. And if we lose to the Bears twice, but we win our first round game in the playoffs and we go to the divisional round, well, that's a step in the right direction.
Carbless Talk at Text Line says, Kyle sure talks about the Bears and Bears fans a lot for someone who doesn't have them living in his head.
Bro, here's
that's a good point.
It's
a good point, Ron.
Ron. Who is that? Ron and the key?
No, Ron and the ski.
Hey, Ron. Can you? I just want you to look at your little FM dial. What does it say? It says 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. 94.5.
I'm usually listening on the app.
Okay, all right. The Wisconsin on demand or ESPN
Wisconsin
app. Yeah. And here's
you know
the thing.
That one.
Yeah,
that I say every day.
I do know that one as well. I got to download it on my phone. And you should get it as well. It's beautiful. It works great. Here's the thing. Colston Loveland gave us ammo to talk about. The NFL gave us ammo to talk about. And when you disrespect the Green Bay Packers, you disrespect Jordan Love, or you talk about how much we're on your mind, how you're basically thinking about us nonstop down in Chicago, we got to react to it. We have to. That's my job, is to react to the stupid things coming out of Chicago or the stupid thoughts coming out of Chicago. That's my job. And tell you how great the Packers are when they're great.
Are they great?
Oh, yeah, the Packers are great.
The whole narrative is they're good, not great.
No,
you say it yourself.
I didn't.
We know they're good, not great.
They're really, really good, not great,
until they prove that they're great.
They're really, really good.
You didn't even say great there.
They're really, really good.
You just say good. You're just a lie.
Saying good just doesn't. It seems like it's.
They're good, not great.
They're really, really good.
They're not really, really good.
Oh, they're really good.
They're not the definition of really, really good.
No, they were last year until people got hurt. They were.
But that's not...
Actually, I would argue they were a great football team until everybody got hurt.
I'm not saying that they weren't, but the full season is the full season.
Okay, but yeah, injuries can derail a full season.
For any team. Not just the Green Bay Packers,
yeah, name, what team made it to the Super Bowl and lost the players?
Also, every Super Bowl, if you look at it, they probably have... less amount of injuries of teams in both representation of AFC, NFC of teams.
So you're saying
that are
the
healthy.
Packers are
maybe they need to look at their training staff.
Ooh, maybe it is. So you're saying the Packers are
good, not great. The last three years they've been good, not great.
Yeah, end results, but the team last year was great. Before they got injured.
End results. What is great, and I can say that without any asterisk, like Kyle's trying to do for himself, is Iron Jock. And Iron Jock is back with a phenomenal deal for you. July 9th through the 19th, when you spend $30 or more at ironjock.com, you're going to get a free pair of Iron Jock low-cut performance socks automatically added to your order. So take advantage of Iron Jock's latest summer offer and stock up on gear built for training, travel, golf, grilling out, or just staying active. Iron Jock gear is built for all. And it's built in Wisconsin. So shop at ironjock.com. It's ironjoc.com. Because when you spend $30 or more at ironjock.com, you're going to get a free pair of Iron Jock low-cut performance socks automatically added to your order. That's ironjock.com. We continue next. Ben Brust and Kyle Wallace. And although the trade deadline in the MLB is not until August 3rd, Kyle's like trying to do a mini victory lap. Like, look, they brought up prospects. They made a trade today.
No, victory lap is crazy.
It's the way you sound when you talk about it.
No,
for those who
like
missed it,
you.
There was a trade made between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Houston Astros. The Brewers receive longtime starter Lance McCullers Jr., a young left-handed pitcher out of the bullpen, Colton Gordon, and they receive cash. Yeah.
Cha-ching, baby, cha-ching.
But they did trade. It didn't sound like there was going to be prospects or players. Most recently drafted, Jaden Fielder.
He was undrafted.
So. Undrafted signed?
Yeah, they signed him. Only 20-some rounds now. Yeah, so look, Prince's son.
Well, it was
Prince Fielder after getting CeCe.
I saw an article. It was written how cool a full circle moment was, and then bow.
I mean, it was
life
a cool.
Comes at you fast.
Yeah, it shows, and obviously, if the Houston Astros are saying we'll take him off your hands, that means that he might be doing decently well in the minors, and they said we'll take him. So, congratulations to little Jaden Fielder, Prince's son. But yeah, I mean, this is the most Brewers-like trade that they're making. You know, you saw what they did last year, going for Shelby Miller, and I think Jordan Montgomery was the other pitcher that they tried to trade for sure Shelby Miller, but trying to trade for these pitchers that, you know, they're going to try to be reclamation projects. The Brewers are not looking to get rid of their young talent because I don't know if the Brewers really believe that this team is 100% positioned and ready to take advantage of the window of opportunity to win a World Series.
So fascinating to say with how their record is what it is at the All-Star break.
We'll see. They still got a couple weeks.
They have plenty of time.
I mean, yeah, they have plenty.
And I know the way you talk about it, it doesn't, like when you say, well, no, I want them to make a trade, it doesn't sound sincere.
No, I want to make a trade, but
because you always go, well, the Brewers don't think they're in the window to do something before the deadline. What do you think? Do you think they're in a window where they should do something to make a trade, Mr. Just Poo-Pooer?
I don't think the Brewers have enough experience in the pitching staff, and I don't trust 100% the bats. They don't have enough power in the lineup. I mean,
here comes 2030 Kyle.
Rake Bowers, maybe, but like, can you really depend on Rake the Jake Bowers to hit clutch home runs in the playoffs? I'm not sure about that. And so that is my biggest concern, is that they don't have a big bat that is a consistent bat in that lineup each and every game that at any moment can change the game with the swing of the bat. That is what is part of the formula, what you need to do to win a World Series. Or you got to have, and for the Brewers, they're not spending enough money right now for them to win a World Series. They're just not. You got to buy, you don't have to buy championships, but you need to have guys that are making a lot of money in order to win championships. Look at all the payrolls of teams that are going to the World Series and winning the World Series. They ain't got payrolls close to the Brewers.
I was wondering why you weren't so annoyed. You know, not even annoyed, not the right word, but like, you're just like, oh, it's the All-Star break. Because again, like, you don't care about 2026. You're on 2030. You don't think the Brewers are in a spot where they can compete for a championship or compete with the Dodgers. Even though I think based off what they did last year and the way that they've gotten themselves to 22 games above 500 heading into the All-Star break would tell you that they're on pace to do.
They didn't close the gap of four games against Swept. There's such a huge gap in playoff experience, moxie, and guys who have been there, done that, versus the Brewers. There is a big gap. The Brewers in the offseason did not go out there and acquire some guys to help them get over the hump. They didn't do that. And so that's why when I look at the season, it's like, okay, they're a good team. They're a really good team. And the Brewers, can they go to the World Series? Absolutely. But the hill for them to climb is a very steep hill because the Brewers didn't go out in the offseason and add any arms. We were talking about trading Trevor Megill in the offseason. We traded away Freddie Peralta. If you really believed that you were going to be a World Series team, you wouldn't have been concerned about Freddie Peralta going into the last year of his contract. You say, you know what, that $8 million or whatever the heck he's going to make, whatever, we'll rather have him this year because we want to make sure we have the best pitching staff, then trade him for some prospects. So if you really want to win a championship, you take all the group pieces you can.
Freddie can't come back? Mark Tauscher, Gabe Neitzel throwing out they want Freddie back.
I mean, he's going to come at the cheap. He's going to come at the cheap now that he's just a half-season rental in the way that he's pitched this year. It's been a disaster for that team. Poor Freddie. I think he's much better than what he's displaying out there in New York.
He also gets horrible defense.
Oh, my gosh.
Their errors are ridiculous.
I watched one start of Freddie, and I said, this defense is terrible.
He's not
terrible.
He's used to having a well put together group behind him.
That plays a huge role in the success of some of these pitchers. So I would take Freddie back, but overall, I just don't believe that the Brewers looked at this season and said, "Yep, let's do everything we can to position ourselves to win a World Series." I think they said, "Let's continue to think about development." What team that is pursuing a World Series brings up two rookies who are 22 and 21 years old to be in their lineup and play significant roles. You don't do that. You don't get rookies. You get veterans.
But the Brewers aren't like most teams and have to operate differently.
Well, if you want to win, win a World Series, you need to operate like World Series teams do. And I can tell you, the Dodgers aren't looking forward to. They're not talking about the young prospect they're going to bring up that's going to help them win a championship. They need to get a piece. They're going to trade for a piece that has been there, done that, or a piece that is really, really good in baseball, not a piece that's going to try to figure out how to be a major leaguer.
You've made it really unfun to enjoy talking about the Milwaukee
Brewers. No, I'm just being honest. Like, what's wrong with me?
I'm just being honest.
I'm saying enjoy the season. This is great. And then if they do
enjoy the season, this is great.
And if they make a run, it's over. Don't even get your hopes up for the playoffs, everybody.
Kyle Wallace, the baseball guru, says the Brewers can't do it.
If they make a run in the playoffs, it makes it that much more enjoyable.
No, you don't get to enjoy it.
Yeah, yes, I do. I get to enjoy it. Just because I live in a world where I'm realistic doesn't mean I can't enjoy it if the Brewers shock me. Yes, I would love for the Brewers to shock me. But listen, there is a way to win a championship, and the Brewers right now are not following that. This would not be the season where the Brewers are actually following that script.
You don't know that.
Okay, we'll see.
The trade deadline has not come and gone.
They didn't have a championship offseason. They didn't. You know they didn't.
What could they have done in the offseason?
Get a legit, I don't know. Well, you're talking about trading Trevor McGill and Trevor being hurt last year. Maybe have a for sure closer.
Do you realize how great he's been the last 20 outings?
What I'm saying is
back to pitching like an all-star.
But when they came into the season, when they came into the season, he was not the guy where you're saying he's the closing pitcher. I'm saying a team that has World Series aspirations don't come into a season like that. You don't come into a season where you don't find, you know, last year you didn't have a single player hit over 30 home runs. You don't go out there and try to find a big bat. No, a championship team says we got to find a big bat.
Ryan from Iguanago, I'm with you. Why does Kyle feel such a need to be a hater? I don't know.
I don't see how I'm being a hater right now.
You're hating on any opportunity. You said enjoy the season. Enjoy the season. It's not going to happen. Enjoy the season.
We should have fun.
You're making it seem like you'd be shocked if they do something special. You think
they're making moves.
I do.
Like significant moves.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying that you think the Brewers are going to go get a frontline starter on one or two guy?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you didn't say it with confidence.
Yes. Yes. Ben Brust, who loves to talk, he said yes.
I'm also not in the front office.
Yes.
I'm not in the front office.
Dude, so if you believed it, you say, yeah, of course they're going to do that.
Of course they should do that.
Of course they should. Come August 3rd, we're going to be saying, but didn't.
According to you, not according to me.
I hope they do. Prove me wrong. And don't just get a pitcher, get a bat too. Because you
did
can't
the Packers have a championship offseason? That's what I thought. I'm going to tell you about Road America, located conveniently between Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay in Elkhart Lake. Stay for the weekend, camp on site, bring the family into experience that you can enjoy and make memories. Kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult at the gate, which is an amazing thing when it comes to today's world. Free kids 16 and under with a paying adult at the gate? That's a no-brainer. You got WeatherTech with Brian Redman coming up, so you got to get your tickets. You have to at roadamerica.com. Said it a million times and say it again. RoadAmerica.com. It has everything laid out for you to figure out what weekend you can enjoy, and you know what's next. That's Brian Redman's Vintage Weekend at Road America, RoadAmerica.com. I made Kyle uncomfortable. Maybe not Kyle, but somebody else uncomfortable earlier. Next. When you're looking for windows and doors, it shouldn't include haggling, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin doesn't do that. If you just have a consultation with them, you're going to hear how they do things, feel how they work with you. They stick to the straightforward pricing, honest conversations. They help homeowners find what's the right fit for their home. No high-pressure sales tactics. And a shout-out to their team yesterday that I saw at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. When you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures your windows and doors is going to sell, install, and service them. And that's a conversation I had with Joe Franco yesterday about some servicing that was needed. He's like, oh yeah, we're on it. We got the permit ready to go. We're going to stop by, get that fixed, and then getting ready for the back door to come into the house, keep the cold air in, keep the warm air out, and vice versa when you get into the winter. Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Kyle and Brust. I don't know. Like, I saw Kyle walk in to go use the restroom, and I had to as well. And I don't know, you were doing your business. And I just gave you a little push.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, unzip my stuff, and you know, starting to use the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I see Ben Brust walk in. And Ben Brust, like a weirdo, comes and touches me as I am.
I did like you.
You touched me.
I pushed you, in the back. You lightly.
Kyle, where are?
In the back. He touched me. Pushed me in the back as I am using the bathroom at the stall, which is weird and odd. And then he goes into a stall himself.
Yes,
I
and so
he goes. He goes into the stall himself to use the restroom. And he there's three stalls.
I thought the bar room was taken.
There's three options, and he chooses
it's
the
also
stall.
In poor taste to choose the handicap.
No, I don't know what. Whatever it is, he chooses the stall that is directly next to me. So while I'm peeing, I may have to smell whatever's coming out of his bowel movement, coming out of his body. I'm like, oh my gosh! And so as he sits down, I don't hear him really take the toilet roll because when I use the bathroom, I go ahead and I make sure I line up the toilet. Oh, well, you did it. You did it extremely
quick.
I said bare bum Benny. That's what I was thinking. Is bare bum Benny. That's unreal. Argentina just came back.
Again?
Up to 2-1. Unbelievable. Bare bum Benny. That's what I saw. So
got your foot too.
And as I'm peeing, Ben touches my dang foot. And I'm like, this dude is weird. But as we're all doing this, this gentleman walks in very urgently because he has to use a bathroom. He walks in, and the weird thing is he goes in the middle stall. The third stall is open, but he goes next to Ben.
Are you sure? It
was open. The door was closed because I literally looked. When I left out, I washed my hands, and I got the paper towel from the far right.
And you're looking under stalls in here, though?
Yeah, I didn't see anybody's feet. I was just looking for feet. So I wasn't looking too hard. But as we're in there, me and Ben are going back and forth, and the man goes in there and rushes.
You started chirping me.
I was chirping Ben.
I didn't make anyone comfortable. You started talking, you made this guy uncomfortable.
And the man, he's rushing to try to use the bathroom, and then all of a sudden, he gets up and he leaves. He leaves in a rush, so much in a rush that I say, oh, Ben, we done made the man leave. And somebody who was coming in was like, yeah, he left in a hurry. And like, I was like, poor guy. He felt very uncomfortable because it's
weird.
I
didn't do anything. You were doing a lot of talk. All you did was talk in there.
I guess it's pretty weird to hear two grown men talking while you're trying to do your business in a bathroom. It has to be very odd.
Is it? Isn't that weird?
It must be.
C-Cat, would you be fine?
Oh, I'd hightail out of there.
Like he did. He hightailed up out of there.
Uh-huh.
Quickly.
Listen, you need things to be calm and peaceful when you're doing that in public. Like, you need to be in a safe space. It's
but
primal.
It's not. There could be times you'd be sitting there and you hear noises from other people. That doesn't make me feel safe.
But Ben, you have dogs, right?
How do dogs have
let them finish.
Thank you, Kyle.
How
you don't like dogs?
I don't like. That's what I'm curious to know. Well, I don't dislike dogs.
You don't like dogs.
I just don't want them as pets.
Now, when your dog is doing a number two, your dog looks at you. Why?
It's a
compromising position.
Uh-huh.
They don't have stall doors around them.
What are you doing?
Dogs look at you when they're pooping?
Yeah, they look up to make sure like they're safe.
It's the most vulnerable they feel, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they look up, say, ain't nobody coming around me to try
like
to attack me.
If someone comes, is someone going to get me?
You've got my six, right? That's pretty much how they act.
Wow.
So that's kind of in all of us mammals.
Human nature.
So I don't want Beavis and Butthead, you know, taking care of me, the innocent stranger.
Yeah, but you're in a stall with a closed door with a lock.
But also, he's the weirdo as well, because first and foremost, there were three stalls there. When you're choosing stalls, the last thing I ever want to do is do my number two duty, sitting next to somebody else, because first, I've done it one time before when there was only two stalls. Oh, gosh, I can get up out of there. It smelled terrible.
Yes,
my smell, I'm used to. Somebody else's smell is disgusting.
Okay, this is the last thing before we get to the 414 hour four. This is a theory that I have.
What is that theory?
Everyone likes their own brand.
Like my brand? Yeah. I mean, I don't mind my brand.
That's what I'm saying.
I can deal with it.
Like your own brand.
Yeah, yesterday I was on the phone complaining. Well, I wasn't complaining. Trying to get a refund or something. And,
of course.
And my stomach. And, you know, I was talking to customer service and I let one rip in front of the fan and it blew right back into my face and baby girl's face. Poor girl. She was like, what?
Don't tell me you're one of them who doesn't let your wife fart in front of you.
Oh, that's so unladylike. Why would she pass gas in front of
me? I thought you were a tradition.
That is traditional. Yeah, I am.
New age traditional means you pick and choose. You don't let your wife fart in front of you?
I don't.
That's crazy.
Well, I wouldn't say let. I would say that
the way you described it is let.
Well, no, I say we have an agreement that I don't
an
know
agreement.
If she even, I don't even know if she passes gas. I don't know if she's ever passed gas before.
She's never done. Never.
Well, the funny part is, baby, I'm so sorry. One time.
Oh, no.
One time. She was kind of out in the living room or whatever, and I walked out. She said, honey, I just passed gas, just so you know.
That's okay. That's normal.
Well, it's unladylike to do it around me.
Oh, my gosh. And you're a dictator.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm a leader.
You stopped halfway through that, man.
I can't. You're...
It's a phonetics joke.
He really...
I was going to say something.
Sometimes he says stuff. I'm like, what is he saying?
I don't know. He's that Gen Z is different.
Very different.
He said a joke one time before when I was talking about time, and he said something else, and I said, boy, I don't even know what you're talking about.
But you're not doing a good job describing the joke.
Because the joke
is
distasteful.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. Edger and Cooper talking.